It's Atomicast. Call us at 832-819-DUMB. That's 832-819-3867. Or email us atomicast1@gmail.com.
What's that you got on your face?
Huh? Blah, blah, blah!
See how that works?
Well, hello, Mr. Shea.
Hello, Mr. Timothy Wass.
Welcome, everybody, to Atomicast, episode number 14.
Number 14, we made it.
We did. You know what? You mentioned it on episode 11, that was kind of as far as we'd ever gotten.
Yeah.
I think this is officially as far as we've ever gotten.
Because of the episodes that were never going to air because they were so awful.
I think if you combine season one.
Yes.
Season two.
Uh-huh.
I guess that would be it. Because we have a couple of lost episodes.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not. Maybe we haven't totally exceeded we haven't doubled the Atomicast catalog just yet.
We definitely haven't doubled it, but.
It's close though. I bet two more episodes will have doubled the catalog.
No, because we have 10 episodes from the first season.
Three from the second.
So that's 13.
And then I think only two lost episodes is 15.
15, okay.
So I think two episodes from now.
All right. You might be right about that, sir.
I think I am.
You might be right.
So I guess it's not... I was going to celebrate that we... But I guess that's premature.
Well, we can still celebrate it, though.
Just celebrate every episode from now on?
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, why not, you know?
We just celebrate all goddamn night.
Every fucking episode, we'll just celebrate like it's the best episode ever.
I don't know. This song, dude. I don't dance, but this song just makes me want to move.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate this song. This is what they always play at wedding.
I know.
Wedding party. I can't remember if your wedding had the wedding party have to go up and dance awkwardly.
No, I don't think so.
Good.
No.
I hate that.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have done that.
Oh, I hate that when people do that to me.
You know, I've never actually seen a wedding where the wedding party has to go up and dance
I've had to
awkwardly.
Do it. I think I've had to do it three or four times.
Really?
Dance awkwardly, which is just the wedding party, so everybody's watching.
Huh.
And it's just fucking awful because I'm not a dancer. I can't do
it. Yeah. Dude, I mean, we're not.
I have to get real shit faced and the dance floor has to be real crowded, but then I can sort of break it down.
We're not black enough. That's the problem.
That's true.
That's true. Dude, seriously.
I made the mistake of really going nuts at one wedding.
Yeah.
And now my wife expects me to do it every single time.
You just got to get shit faced drunk. Every single time.
I know. I've done that, but it's still, there was just something about this wedding that just moved me, man. I was just ready to go. And it hasn't happened before or after.
You were ready to dance, sir.
I guess I was just feeling it, you know, that music was just flowing through me.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
There's this place in Richmond that I went to a few times. I forget the name of it, but every time I was there, like, it was, like, underground and, like, a weird place. And every time I was there, I was, like, I was drunk. And I was, like, I'm dancing. I look so fucking terrible.
Of course
dumb.
You did. But everybody does.
And I think I looked worse.
Yeah.
I have no coordination.
Maybe it's just the guys. But I think all the guys are so self-conscious that they're not looking at the other guys. And maybe...
Well, and they're also looking at the girls.
That's the other part of it, too, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I remember at that wedding specifically, I thought for a second, like, I look like a fucking retard.
Yeah.
But then I thought, I haven't noticed what the other guys are doing at all. So I can only, you know, only guess that they also have not noticed us.
Right. Well, you'd hope not, but...
I'm sure they didn't, really. Yeah.
Unless they're looking around to be like, okay, who looks worse than me? Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
and the guy in the glasses.
And I'm married, so what the fuck do I care? I'm not... Sorry.
God damn it, Tim.
I shoved my phone in my pocket and I activated Siri. I'm just going to put it over there.
All right.
Yeah, so... Yeah, nobody cared. The only person that really gave a shit that I was dancing was my wife, and she was super fucking excited about it and really happy.
So you made her happy, so who cares?
Yeah, I know.
In a situation like that.
That's not enough to make me dance again, though.
Well.
I wish it was, but my wife's happiness, that doesn't matter to me.
Special wedding sex. You usually get that.
We usually do, yeah. Because it's a hotel and we're away from our responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't have a kid at the time.
You still had... Well, still getting away in a hotel is special hotel sex.
It's hotel sex. Yeah, it's a different sort of thing. Yeah. Every time you stay in a hotel, you have to have sex.
You do.
It's the rules.
You got to make it messy, too. You got to make sure like that cleaning woman is earning her wage, her minimum wage.
You do get it. You tend to get a little freakier in the hotels.
You know, have you ever tipped at a hotel? Like, left money on the...
Yes.
I never have.
Yeah, I have. I can't remember when, but I... Yeah, we have. You just sort of leave money on the counter. It feels real weird, but...
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. We do it... I can't even remember the last time I did it. But I feel like when you know you've made a huge mess, you just leave a fiver or something on the counter.
See, I usually clean up a little bit. Like, I'll throw... Yeah. I won't leave shit all over the place.
Oh, we used to. Oh. In our partying days, we'd leave, you know, empty beer bottles and empty pizza boxes and shit. And
yeah.
Then you just sort of leave some money and like, sorry.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah, I mean, you have to imagine they've seen a lot worse.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hopefully tipped better.
Yeah.
For that shit. But
right.
See, I didn't even realize that was something you were supposed to do, and then I was staying in a hotel years ago, and the person I was with was like, are you going to leave a tip? And I was like, what? No. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
And I guess before that, really, the hotels I stayed at weren't really all that fancy. They're like, yeah, you're supposed to tip. And I was like, why would you know that? And they're like, well, I used to be a cleaning lady at a hotel. Mm. It's like, oh.
I didn't know you were supposed to. I thought it was one of those optional ones.
Well, to some people, you're supposed to.
I guess it would, if you, just like if you're a waiter, you tend to be a better tipper because you sort of understand. Yeah. I guess if you've worked in the industry.
Yeah. And you're expected to tip at a restaurant, too.
Yeah.
Even if they don't do anything to deserve it.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of an expectation.
Yeah. So Shay, no, we're not doing this yet. Pause that shit.
What? Okay.
Just pause it.
Okay.
Just get rid of that shit.
I did.
How did they email the show?
Oh my God.
I know, right?
Wow. We just jumped right in on that.
You did. You did.
You gotta cut me off, man. Once I get going, I'm not going
to
remember.
I did cut you off. I told you to turn that shit off.
You son of a... All right. You can email us at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Or leave a voicemail, 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
All the social media stuff is on atomicast.com, so go there.
Yeah, listen to classic Atomicast episodes.
Anyway, now to play the thing. Sorry to cut you
off,
Shay.
Now I don't want to.
All right, now, well, we can skip it. Fuck it.
Tim, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Poor Man Pappy.
Again.
Again, I have not bought new liquor in a long time. We were plowing through, not even plowing through, crawling through the Atomicast Red at a snail's pace.
But I'm going to cheers you with my styrofoam cup.
Right.
The Atomicast Red is gone. Officially, finally.
Yeah, we had a poker game this weekend.
Yeah,
got rid of a good chunk of it, and the chunk that was left over, you just threw away.
In the dumpster.
Yeah.
There's, what, probably 16 beers left.
And I think it was starting to go bad.
It was. It really was. Because I didn't put it in the refrigerator because I wasn't going to drink it. I didn't want to drink it after I brought it home at all. I had no desire to.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was finally gone. But yeah, we played poker on Saturday night, which was awesome, dude. I haven't played poker with a group of guys since like college.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Got nice and drunk.
Mm-hmm. Snacked. You won some money?
Yeah. I think I won like $30.
Yeah.
I put 30 in, so I think I won like 33 total.
Okay.
So, and that's on top of the 30 I put in.
Right.
So I walked out with like $63.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And you won some money too? You came in first place?
I did, yeah, in the tournament. Came in first.
Yep.
So won $60 during that.
Yeah.
And then I lost, I don't know, $6 or $7 in that last round of shit, but who cares?
Yeah.
So yeah, I ended up about $50 ahead, maybe a little more.
Yeah, that was fun. It's funny watching people, though, and how drunk they get.
Only one dude got really drunk.
I wasn't sure.
He was having a good time.
I know, and at one point, he was like, oh, this is just an act. I was like, is it really?
No, I think that we had the Poor Man Pappy out that night, too.
Yeah.
Because that's the next alcohol I'm trying to get rid of.
Yeah.
And I think that he didn't, because it goes down pretty smooth, actually. It's a pretty smooth whiskey. And I think that he wasn't quite prepared for that. So,
and it's strong, too. That's like 101 proof or something.
Yeah. But he, I mean, he poured himself a big old glass. And it was, I looked over and it was gone. Oh, I mean, it was probably, you know, three glasses worth of whiskey. And it was just gone.
Just
and
took it
I was milking my one, you know, for an hour and a half. And he, in probably 20 minutes, it was gone.
Yeah, he got pretty drunk pretty quick.
And then when he switched to the Atomicast Red, I think he thought he was toning it down a little bit, but that's like 8 or 9% alcohol.
Yeah, it's still strong.
That was a high-octane beer. Yeah, so
I wonder if it got stronger just sitting there for
It might
months.
Have, a little bottle conditioning.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of the...
I don't know how that works.
I don't know the chemistry behind it. But,
yeah.
Yeah, so I think he just sort of got a little out of his mind.
I know.
It was fun, though. He's having a good time, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Whatever. We all
were. Yeah, so he lost... I think he lost the majority of the money.
Yeah.
I think me and you walked away with some of his money.
Yeah. Well, no, I actually think the gay dude lost the most money because he bought back in like twice.
Oh, that's right. And then the second time he was all pissed because he lasted him like 5 to 10.
I know.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Oh, well. What you going to do?
Yeah. That was a fun night, though.
Yeah, it was. We should do that more often.
You guys, you assholes stayed until fucking 2 a.m., though. Jesus, fucking Christ.
I got home at 2:45, so we stayed until like 2:35.
I think that I went to bed, I think, about 2:30, maybe 2:40. And then, yeah, of course, I don't get to sleep in ever.
Yeah.
So the kid had me awake by 7:30, 7:45. Mm-hmm. I wasn't as hungover as I expected. I was really milking my drinks. I didn't get really all that drunk.
Yeah.
But I was just fucking so exhausted all day.
I didn't even realize it was 2:30 or whatever time it was.
It goes by quick when you're sort of concentrating on your cards and stuff.
I mean, I got here at like, what, 8 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
And I just, and all of a sudden you guys were like, oh, yeah, it's 1:45. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
How is it 1:45 in the morning? I never stay out late anymore. And when I do, I'm really surprised. And I'm like, holy shit, how is it so late already? Because it just seems like time just flies by. I think the last time I did that was actually Halloween when I was out there in Maryland. All of a sudden it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I look at my girlfriend. I'm like, what? I'm like, I was supposed to be in bed like 5 hours ago.
You're the old man now.
No, dude, sometimes I am, and I don't mind it.
Yeah, I don't mind it either.
I like going to bed early. That's one of those things. Like, I used to stay up, especially on the weekends. I'd stay up till 4 or 5 in the morning every weekend.
Yeah.
I can't even fathom it now.
I know.
I just can't. It's too late.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But, yeah, so, I mean, it was a good poker game. That was fun. Then I went to a dinosaur show thing. That was
What time did you go to that?
3 or 4.
I went to the hockey game, started at 3 o'clock. I was right there standing at the entrance to that thing.
That would have been really weird if we saw you.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I mean, for a kid thing. It was cheesy, but it was for kids.
It was an Ice Age thing, right?
But it was a lot of dinosaurs, which I don't think dinosaurs are technically Ice Age. But whatever.
No. It looked. Fun. I mean, I kind of peeked in there a little bit before the game started. It looked like it'd be pretty fun.
Were you willing to pay $22 to go see some cheesy fucking dinosaur exhibit?
I wouldn't have. I would have looked like a pedophile.
Dude, it cost us $60 for me, my wife, and my kid to go look at these stupid.
Your 2-year-old didn't get in for free?
Animatronic things. No, she was more expensive. She
what?
There's like rides and shit for them.
Ugh.
And so, we had to pay extra for her to get the stupid little fucking bracelet thing so that she could ride the rides.
That's stupid.
We were not interested in riding the animatronic Tyrannosaurus Rex.
She did.
Or she hated that. No, she didn't like that.
Oh, really? Why not?
It was just kind of scary. It was weird. It was a big, scary-looking dinosaur.
Yeah.
And we put her on the back of it, and she seemed okay with that. And I thought it was just sort of a photo opportunity thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when the thing started moving, even I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Right.
And right when it started moving, her eyes just got huge, and she looked over at my wife, just like, no more, all done. She was just done. She was over it.
Aw, poor girl.
Yeah, I don't blame her. Yeah, it was not a lot of fun for her.
No, well, that's too bad, especially for how much it cost to get in there.
Oh, that was my weekend. Also saw Big Hero 6. Kid-heavy weekend this weekend.
Yeah, seriously.
I had to put in some kid time to get some poker time in.
Right, yeah. Oh, fun stuff.
Yeah.
How's your week going other than that?
Good week? Yes, I'm busy at work, which is a refreshing thing for me. I'm doing work that I like, which is also refreshing. So.
That is good.
Yeah, it's
good. Your power is out this morning, so we have been together almost all day.
We
started at the gym this morning at 6:30.
Oh, shit, I didn't even factor that into
and then you came over to my house at like 8:30.
Yeah.
And then you left at what, 2:45?
2:45,
Yeah, we've been together almost all day.
Isn't that romantic? Aww. Isn't that special?
I wish we had candles out here. We need to make this room more romantic.
Dude, we could get some candles up in here.
We had to move out into the actual office out of the bar because it's
a little cold out there.
It's freezing.
Yeah.
So now we don't get the mood lighting like we used to have.
We could mood light it up in here.
We should mood light
it. Candles for sure.
Yeah, we should get some candles
next week. Quick, some candles.
I like it.
That'll be sweet.
You won't see my hand coming as easily. So good.
Yeah.
Good.
What do you got? You got a quiz for me? Is that what you're pulling up?
I got a quiz.
I saw every answer just now.
I know. I just realized
you're fucked. I saw every single answer.
Son of a bitch.
No, I didn't see anything. What's the quiz?
You sure you didn't see anything?
I'm 100% positive.
I didn't even think about that. God damn it.
I saw nothing.
All right. So, Tim, there are actors that...
No, they're not. No, there's not. I don't believe you.
Well, you're going to have to. There are actors that do voiceover work.
That's true.
And they do voiceovers in commercials. So, here's the quiz for tonight, Timmy.
Okay.
I have, I believe, 18.
Okay.
18 question quiz.
Okay.
I'm going to play you a clip, and you are going to guess whose voice it is.
Okay. Are these famous actors, or are they like obscure?
No, they're famous.
WB actors that only idiots like you would know.
No, they're famous.
Okay.
No, there were a couple on there. I will say there were two on there that I had never even heard of, and I knew you wouldn't either.
Okay.
So, I have a better idea. So, I already put this in.
Oh, you're gonna do my right and wrong.
That way, yeah.
Well, that's boring. I was gonna have this be my right.
Okay.
And this be my wrong.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just dicking around. Maybe this okay. is wrong. This one.
I like the idea of this.
Okay.
I'll do it for you. That way, there's more suspense.
You got it.
But you can play that before I do the buzzer.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Timmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to jump right in here. Here is the first one. And you have to guess the actor or actress.
Okay.
Air Life trusts Duracell. So whether you're saving someone's life or simply making someone's day.
Jeff Bridges.
Yes.
It just has to work.
God.
Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Okay, so this is, I will say, this is one that I, as I was going through, I was like, these are pretty recognizable. Tim might do okay on this one.
Okay. Did you think I was going to get that one?
Now is the time to remove our bras for research.
No,
I didn't. Do it again.
I didn't think you'd get the Jeff Bridges one.
Now is the time to remove our bras for research.
Do it again.
Now is the time to remove our bras. For research.
I have no idea.
Take a guess. You were guessing really good last week.
One more time.
Now is the time to remove our bras for research.
God, I feel like I can picture her. Does she have curly hair?
I can't tell you that. I'm not going to give you hints because then it's just going to give it away.
I have no idea.
Guess.
Your mom.
Correct.
Who was it?
Susan Sarandon.
Okay. She does have curly hair, but that's not who that wasn't who I was picturing.
Okay. All right. Here's the next one.
To the crazy ones. The Misfits.
I should know this because this
know.
Is an Apple one.
Yeah, I thought you'd get this one because of that.
Fucking hell. Do it again.
To the crazy ones. The Misfits.
I don't know.
Gotta guess, man.
I know Robin Williams did a thing. I know it's not Robin Williams, so I'll just guess him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Okay.
Mr. Holland's Opus. Stakeout.
Yeah. Jaws, right?
Jaws.
Was he in Jaws?
And he was, remember, Piranha 3D?
That's
when
right.
When we went to see that in the middle of the day.
That's
and
right.
We were both very pleased with it because of the amount of boobs in it.
The good old days, yeah.
Dude, that was so much fun. We used to leave it. I think we saw that at like noon or 11:30
yeah,
or something like
that.
That
was great.
God, that works.
Although we could do that now.
We could, technically. All right.
Beloved by humans, envied by trolls.
Kevin Spacey.
So, some of these are so recognizable.
Yeah.
The legendary bloodline is about to boil.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know.
The legendary bloodline is about to boil.
One more time.
legendary bloodline is about to boil.
I don't know. I know.
Gary Sinise.
Ah, hell yeah.
So, Tim,
I'm mad at myself for that one.
You're 2 for 5.
That's not very good.
I know, starting it out worse than I thought you would, actually.
Great, thanks. Thanks for me.
When you buy Pedigree, we make a donation to help shelter dogs find loving homes.
God damn it, I'm getting pissed off at this quiz. Now I know how you feel about it. Do it again.
When you buy Pedigree, we make a donation to help shelter dogs find loving homes.
David Duchovny.
I did not think you'd get that one. I'm not going to lie.
I pulled that one out of my ass.
You really did. That one was hard.
Yeah.
The all-new Safety and Security Center.
Oh, Jesus, that needs to be longer.
No.
That's bullshit.
No.
That's bullshit.
The all-new Safety and Security Center.
Motherfucker, you've given me quizzes that are 1 second long.
That was a good quiz. Clip. All right, do it again.
The all-new Safety and Security Center.
One more time.
The all-new Safety and Security Center.
I don't know.
Julia Roberts.
Okay. Not even close on that one. Okay.
Good. Good, you fucker.
Pepsi, the choice of a new generation.
Michael Jackson. He was a Pepsi spokesperson.
He was. Martin Sheen.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that one either.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
At Lowe's, you can refresh your home with the same style of items you'd find in a specialty store.
Dude, I know that commercial. I didn't know there was a famous person.
At Lowe's, you can refresh your home with the same style of items you'd find in a specialty store.
I don't know. Dennis Hopper.
Close, actually. Gene Hackman.
Okay.
Close being that they're old.
Sounded like an old guy.
Yeah.
Dennis Hopper's dead, though, right?
Every day is a wonderful day at the Disneyland 50th anniversary.
One more time.
Every day is a wonderful day at the Disneyland 50th anniversary.
Tom Bergeron.
Kelsey Grammer.
God damn it.
You're going on a Disney cruise in a couple
months.
Dude,
I'm just throwing out fucking random names. I have no idea.
All right. God, you're the worst.
I know. This quiz is horrible.
I like it because you sound stupid.
I know. Now I know how you feel about these quizzes. Okay.
My life is far from ordinary.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Good job.
That was an easy one.
Yeah. I think the rest of these are, actually.
Okay, good.
At just 5 cents a minute, you can call as much as you want.
James Earl Jones.
Good job.
Yeah,
homie. Panasonic presents the next generation of DVD recorders.
Yeah, Christian Slater. I fucking love that guy. That guy's never been in a bad movie.
Are you sure about that?
No, he's never been in a bad movie that I've seen. But I haven't seen, like, Bed of Roses.
He's not really a great actor, though.
Well, you're wrong about that. He's awesome. He was in Pump Up the Volume, which inspired me to do podcasting because I love that fucking movie.
Really?
That's
what inspired you to do podcasting?
Fuck yeah, dude. Have you seen that movie?
I don't think I have.
That's a great movie. Pump Up the Volume. Yeah.
Was it made like 1992?
I think even earlier. I think when like 89
were,
probably.
Oh, when you were 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, 89, 90 maybe?
Really? That long ago? Why did that inspire you to do podcasting?
You just got to watch it. You got to watch the movie.
Is it on Netflix? Is it on Amazon Prime?
I don't know. I feel like it's been on Netflix recently.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah, just try.
Maybe I'll try it.
Try to find it.
Maybe I'll try it when
yeah,
I'm working.
Yeah, it's good. He like starts a radio station in his basement.
Like Pirate Radio?
Yeah.
Isn't there a movie called Pirate Radio or something that had Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Probably.
Yeah.
This isn't that movie.
Oh, it's not the same movie?
It's not.
They look very similar.
Different actors in a different
name. Didn't Christian Slater just OD of heroin?
Different years. Yes.
Oh,
that
good.
That was Christian Slater.
Whew.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Delicious lattes.
John Goodman.
I cut that one down so much. So I knew you were going to get it.
Yep. He's got a distinctive voice.
He does.
The Dip and Strips pizza from Pizza Hut.
The black chick. She's black.
What's her name?
She's a black woman. I don't know. Play it again. Is that all
the
I need to know?
The Dip and Strips pizza from Pizza Hut.
Oh, this is an easy one, man.
Wanda Sykes.
Oh, racist. Because they look alike and sound alike.
They're just a black woman. I don't know.
Queen Latifah.
Okay. Can I just guess the gender and the race?
No.
Smooth, flavorful result of beechwood aging.
One more time.
It's the smooth, flavorful result of Beechwood aging.
I have no idea.
No, come on.
Doesn't even sound familiar to me.
Oh, it should.
One more time.
It's the smooth, flavorful result of Beechwood aging.
I'll give you a hint. He's one of the most famous actors out there.
Bruce Campbell.
No. You're off. George Clooney.
Really? Do it again.
It's the smooth, flavorful result.
Now that you say that, I hear it.
It's a Budweiser commercial.
Okay. I didn't hear it at first.
I wouldn't have thought George Clooney would do a Budweiser commercial.
I guess you throw enough money at these actors, man. They'll do anything. Have you seen those crazy commercials from Japan that these actors are in?
No.
Like, super famous ones.
Do they poop their pants in them?
I mean, they're just so fucking bizarre and off the wall. Arnold Schwarzenegger did a couple of them that are just so fucking strange.
Like, can you explain them at all?
No.
That's how weird they are?
No. We're coming up on a song break. Let's see if we can get some up.
Okay.
We'll, like, at least play the audio from them or something.
Okay.
They're so fucking weird. I can't even begin to explain what they're like.
Okay. Well,
they're just bizarre.
We'll check some. I think we have a 4-minute song break, so we could probably be able to find some.
All right.
Okay. Two more.
Okay.
You're doing pretty good now.
No, I'm not. Don't lie to me, Shay. I'm well under half.
I'm going to tally these up, and after the song break, we'll give the result.
Okay.
The new BMW 5 Series.
The old gay guy.
Which one?
The old gay guy from X-Men.
What's his name?
Gandalf.
What's his name?
Is it him?
No.
Oh. The other one. His straight lover. His hetero life partner. Jean-Luc Picard.
You already guessed Gandalf.
Is it Jean-Luc Picard?
You were too close.
Is it Jean-Luc Picard?
Patrick Stewart, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you were too close for me to give you another guess.
I hate that. That's your rule.
It is my rule.
If I'm really far away, I get a second guess. If I'm close, I don't.
Tim.
That's bullshit. Do you understand how that's bullshit?
Do you know how many of these
that's
you've
a bullshit
gotten right?
Thing.
Do you know how many
that's
of these I would have gotten right?
That's such a bullshit thing.
You're talking over me.
How many of them would you have gotten right?
Two.
Really?
Yes.
You would have done worse than me?
Yes.
That's pathetic.
I would have done much worse.
Right.
So I'm a little stricter on you.
Fair enough.
Because I'm terrible at these quizzes.
All right.
Let me have this.
Kind. Okay. Yeah.
Last one.
Okay.
What are these companies building into their business?
The fucking Sean Connery.
Yay. You did good.
Yeah.
You did. I'll tally these up, but I think you did pretty good.
It's less than half.
No.
You started with 18. I bet I got like 8 of them.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You got half of them.
Okay.
No, you got 8. You actually got 8.
Yeah, I figured I got 8.
Okay. You got 8 of them. God, you're the worst. There's a lot of those going on.
Better than your hypothetical, too.
Shut up. I'm dumb. I have That's an true. Excuse. You don't. You're All supposed right. to be smarter than me.
I am. Don't get me wrong. I am smarter than you.
Yeah. All right. We had a song break yet?
Sure.
Okay. So, a little bit of backstory on this. Like any good male, I was browsing the YouTubes for hot blondes. God, that sounded weird.
Spit it out, dude.
I was going to say hot broads. Hot broads.
Yeah. What's up with you tonight? Spit it out.
Dude, I'm usually worse than this because I'm usually drinking alcohol.
It's true.
That's
your secret power, your elixir.
Yes.
A little bit of liquor. Loosens up that tongue.
Yeah. So I was perusing YouTube for hot broads.
Yeah.
I found one playing a guitar. I don't actually know what her name is, but she had a good set of pipes, if you know what I mean.
A nice chest,
if you know what I mean.
I get you. Yeah.
I mean,
following you.
I'm just saying she has a good voice, nice vocal cords.
And tits. And you're implying that she has nice tits as well.
Yeah.
That was the implication.
Yeah, she's blonde.
Yeah.
She's cute. I don't know what her name is, but she was singing this song. I believe it's called Or Nah. Like Or space N-A-H.
Okay.
Or Nah.
All right. Is it sung in English?
Yes, it is. It's a rap song.
Oh, nice.
By Ty Dolla $ign.
You said you didn't know who it was by?
I don't know who. That's who the original artist is.
Okay.
I have that right there.
Gotcha.
I don't know who the actual girl is.
Okay.
But she's really fucking good. So I believe this is called Or Nah. So we'll
it's
see.
A mystery song.
It really
Shazam
is.
Shazam it if you can't figure it out.
I don't care that much.
I'm talking to the potential listener.
Oh, I doubt they do either.
Just
well, maybe they
Shazam it. Shazam it.
Have you ever Shazammed anything in your life?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of ShamWow.
I've ShamWowed things too.
I've never had one. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to a break. This is called Or Nah. Oh, we did.
Yeah, that was all right.
That was all right.
Some hottie blondie who you don't know who she was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to show you this commercial, Shay. I'm not sure what the impact this will have over just audio, but okay, we're going to try it anyway.
I hope it's a big impact.
It likely won't be.
Okay.
But I don't know. We'll just give it a shot if it ever loads.
Okay.
Where's my audio, Shay? You fucking piece of shit. How fucking weird is that?
Oh my god, that's the best acting Arnold Schwarzenegger has ever done in his entire life.
He spoke
life.
Japanese in it, dude. That's not bad, right?
No, that's amazing. I'm being honest. That's legitimately amazing.
The audio didn't sound so weird, but you just have to take our words for the visuals in it are fucking really...
Play another one. That was fun.
All right, let me get one up here. This will be the last one, because...
Yeah, we don't need to go all night with that, but... Ow!
Skunky?
No. Chigao. Yosh. Jin-chan. Boy, boy.
It's like an energy drink that turns him into a weird superhero.
Oh my god.
But he's dressed up like a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory kind of guy. I don't know. How would you describe that outfit?
Like a male geisha?
Yeah, that's a good way to. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tiny little bottle, like maybe like a 5-hour energy type of drink.
Yeah.
He's laughing maniacally. Money's shooting out of his coat for some reason.
God.
He's laughing like a fucking maniac.
You can hear him laughing.
Mike Chow Bui.
He's a genie.
He's getting sucked into the 5-hour energy drink.
So he's a genie. That's what his outfit is.
Okay. Like a Japanese genie.
Yeah, in an energy bottle.
All right. Well, whatever.
Well, that's very weird.
Yeah.
That was very strange and made me uncomfortable.
Shay.
I'm uncomfortable with my boner. You can email us at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Attaboy, or call the voicemail, 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
Yeah. Social media stuff is on the website. So, Shay, if we want people to call in or email us, they should have a reason.
They should.
And maybe that reason is to get advice.
Maybe we could start a Dear Annie, only this will be Dear Atomy.
Yeah, Tommy. Yes, exactly. So I stole this one from the internet again, but I think this could be a fun one.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. My fraternal twin and I, we're both men, are in our late 30s. We were always extremely close and shared a bedroom growing up.
Oh, they're gay, aren't they?
They are, yes. When we were 12, we gradually started experimenting sexually with each other. After a couple of years, we realized we had fallen in love. That's of course, weird. We felt guilty and ashamed, but we didn't dare tell anyone what we were doing. We hoped it was just a phase that we'd grow out of, but we wound up sleeping together until we left for college. We knew this could ruin our lives, so we made a pact to end it. We attended schools far apart and limited our contact to just family holidays, but we never fell out of love with each other. So after graduation, we moved in together and have been living very discreetly as a monogamous couple ever since. I'm not writing you to pass moral judgment on a relationship. We're at peace and we're very happy. Our dilemma is how to deal with our increasingly nosy friends and family. They know that we're both gay. And we live in a state where same-sex marriage is legal, so we're feeling pressure to settle down. We feel like we should continue being discreet for the rest of our lives and blow off their questions. It's nobody's business, and I fear that if they find out about our relationship, they'd find it shocking and disgusting. My brother, though, is exhausted with this charade. He thinks that if we get family together with a therapist to talk through the issues, they'll eventually accept it. I think he's out of his mind, but I also want to make him happy. Is this one of those times where honesty is not the best policy? If so, how do we get everyone to stop worrying that we will die alone? I'm also concerned about the legal implications of this. Would the therapist be required to report us to the authorities? Could we go to prison?
Okay, well, for starters, no, they would not go to prison. Why would you think you'd go to prison?
Incest is illegal, I think. But I'm not sure it's something that's illegal and punishable by prison time.
No, and okay, so many things about that. My brain is just...
It's reeling, right? Yeah, it's a weird question.
But here's the thing, and as far as a moral judgment, I mean, incest is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But in the terms of procreation, like, don't get me wrong, incest right. is wrong, but, like, you're not procreating any incest babies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the worry there is kind of lessened. Right. I don't think they should ever tell their family.
Absolutely not.
No.
I totally agree with you.
No, the family will never accept that.
Yeah.
I would never accept that.
Yeah.
Just because that's fucking weird.
Right.
I mean, it's just very, it's not even taboo. That's just strange.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Fraternal?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're not identical.
That'd be real fucking weird.
Dude, that
wouldn't be a whole lot different than masturbation at that point, right?
I know, except someone else is doing it to you.
Yeah, I know.
The stranger to the extreme.
Yeah, right.
See,
you said, though, I'm going to challenge you on this point. You said incest is wrong. I think it's only wrong because of the procreation aspect of it. And, of course, it's wrong if a father abuses his kid or something.
Yeah.
But if it's two consenting adults, these guys are out of college now.
I know.
What's wrong about them just fucking each other?
I don't have a good answer for that. That's more so, and that's just a personal...
It's a societal and stigma
thing. I'm sure it is. I'm sure that's exactly what it is. Because, I mean, yeah, having an incest child's wrong, but if you're gay, I mean, I guess you're not going to have a baby and whatever. But
and if you're an adult, I would say 12, when they started experimenting at 12...
Yeah.
Parents should have probably put a stop to that if they knew, because that's too young to do it.
Well, and the other part of that is I think that they should... I don't know what experiences they had outside of each other in college, but I hope that they had a lot of experiences if they're going to go back to something they started when they were 12.
Yeah.
And they weren't just sitting there fucking thinking about each other the whole time, because it's, you know, it's like those couples that start dating when they're 14 and they get married and, you know, they never experience anything else. And some people are okay with that, but eventually somebody wants to get out and try something new.
Yeah.
So I hope that's not the case here, but I mean, that's just such a weird thing.
It is weird, but I guess my point is they're two adults, they're consenting, they know what the deal is, they're not hurting anybody.
Except their family if they find out, but that's only because their family is...
Yeah, don't tell the family, just keep it to yourself, they don't know. To me, it's just like live and let live, man, who cares? They're looking for happiness, they found it with each other, good for you guys.
But what about the family?
Shut up about it.
Yeah, but what about the family pressuring them? To settle down.
Yeah, I mean, but do you get that in your family?
Oh, God, no.
You don't?
No, not at all.
I'm a little surprised.
No one's ever pressured me to settle down. But
I just thought that was a typical thing that families did. Yeah, I've gotten it for sure. Yeah. No. When I was single, I mean, I'm obviously married for a while.
They're pushing you to settle down now.
Yeah.
Right girl, too.
Dude, I'm as settled as I get, man. Come on. But yeah, it's I definitely got it. And... Every time I dated a girl for more than like 6 months, it was sort of like, hey, when are you gonna, you know, pop the question?
Really?
You never got that? I got it from like girlfriends, parents, and stuff. I got it from, it's just something that happens when you're in your late 20s, I think.
But my situation's different, I guess, because I did kind of settle down early.
You'd already been married and divorced at that point.
Yeah, so no one is pressuring me to settle down. I mean, especially my dad, he never would have, because, I mean, he's on his third marriage. So
I didn't know that, I guess.
Yeah. He
had somebody before your mom?
It's weird. My dad and I follow in weird footsteps.
Yeah.
Kind of like how you and I have somewhat parallel lives at times. So my dad and I, he got married when he was 18 or 19 or something like that. Very young. He married a big Christian nut job.
Yeah.
That they just didn't work out because of religion.
Yeah.
Like she would speak in tongues and all this other shit.
Oh, weird.
Yeah,
like born again, like a fundy.
Yeah, it was weird.
Is your dad a Christian still?
No, he never was.
Oh.
That's why it didn't work out.
Okay. What is he? Atheist?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Haven't talked to him.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Never cared to really ask.
Never came up.
No. But yeah, no, I was never pressured to settle down or anything like that. No one ever really has.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. It's for this problem though, I mean, I think that's where it's going to be problematic. Like, I mean, some people are just okay being single, but like the family is going to get like, dude, you need to get out, you know? And I think if I had two brothers that lived together for 20 years, I'd be like, dude, why didn't you go out and like meet people and get married and stuff like that? I think I would be the same way. Cause I would feel You know how you give me a lot of shit about the food that I eat and how I don't experiment much?
Yep,
it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I guess. I guess from my point of view, because I have been hassled about that, and I just figured that's a normal family thing.
Yeah.
You just learn to blow it off. Just, you know, say, hey, listen, when it happens, it happens. And just move on, and they don't need to know anything. That's what I did all through my 20s. I was just like, hey, leave me alone. Just shut up. I'm figuring it out.
Yeah. I wonder if the family would ever be like, you know, maybe you living with your brother isn't the best idea because of meeting people.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I don't have any specific advice for that other than just tell them to shut up and mind their own business.
Yeah. I mean, I will say I think it's when they started that young, I guess I just worry that they need to experiment more.
I mean,
with other people.
I don't think that it's a healthy thing. I don't think that anytime you have to hide a major portion of your life like that, that it's healthy.
Right.
But the stigma about it is so harsh. I mean, you can never tell your parents or your friends or your other family or your coworkers or you can't take them to weddings or you know, work functions. I mean, there's so much shit that you're just sort of embarrassed about in this big portion of your life.
Yeah.
I suspect that if they go to therapists together and work through their issues and just try to be apart, maybe they could find happiness with somebody else.
I'm sure they can. I'm and that positive
might be,
they
that
could.
Might be better.
Yeah, a therapist is a good idea. Mm-hmm. Therapist they're not going to report them for anything. It's not rape.
No.
You know, so it's not like they're going to report them for anything like that. But that is not what I was expecting you to. Good topic.
Yeah, thanks.
Good question.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see. Sorry. Getting it up. So you have heard of Netflix?
No. What's Netflix?
It's actually a video streaming service that...
A video what?
Check yourself.
It's a what now?
It's a video streaming service.
A video? Explain that to me.
It's a service that you can watch movies and television shows.
Watch what now?
You're dumb. How do you work in tech?
Sorry, dude.
You're dumb.
I can't follow these fancy words.
Okay, so have you seen any articles recently about Netflix? Let me start there.
I don't know. Okay. In terms of what?
So per month, how many megabytes or gigabytes would you imagine that Netflix streams?
I did see this number, and I remember it being extremely high, and I can't remember, like 3.5 petabytes or something. Like something crazy.
Every month it's six. Oh my god. Yeah. No, it is like petabytes. It's like six. I can't even read that number.
How many zeros?
6500000. Is that 6 petabytes?
How many zeros?
5 zeros. 6, 5, and 5 zeros.
Okay.
But it's petabytes.
It's petabytes. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a lot of data.
Or terabytes. That's terabytes.
Okay.
So, yeah. God damn. That's, I mean, but so in the first quarter of 2000...
65 million terabytes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel weird that they didn't just call it petabytes then.
Well, you'd have to divide it by 1,000. Would that be 6,500 petabytes?
Yeah.
People don't know what a petabyte is.
I know.
That's probably why they just went with terabytes.
Yeah, probably. But 19.5 million terabytes in the first quarter.
19.5 million
terabytes.
So that's Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
That's a lot of data.
Dude, I know. The servers that they have for this are insane.
I think they use Amazon servers.
Jesus Christ, that's how Amazon stays in business.
It's on Netflix.
In the first quarter of 2014, Netflix streamed 6.5 billion hours of video.
Yowza.
With an average quality of HD that brings the total data sent by Netflix over 19.5 million terabytes in just 3 months.
Do you have the statistic? Aren't they like a third of internet traffic?
I don't think I actually have that number.
Okay.
At this rate, Netflix will use 78 million terabytes of data in 2014.
Jesus Christ.
78 million terabytes.
Yeah.
This is a huge increase over 2013 when Netflix streamed only 4 billion hours of video, totaling 12 million terabytes in the first quarter of 2013 with an average of 4 million terabytes of video every month in the first quarter.
That's crazy.
that's still an extreme amount. And do you remember, I think you've said this to me before, how Blockbuster, Reed, whatever his name is, went to Blockbuster and was like, hey, you can buy me out for X amount of money.
Right.
And Blockbuster laughed at him. And now, right. Jesus, now they're streaming 78 million terabytes of video mm-hmm. every year. In just 1 year, Netflix average data usage increased by 2.5 million terabytes every month. At this rate, Netflix will use 27 million terabytes of data in the first quarter of 2015.
Yeah.
So, that's next year they're projecting.
That's crazy.
I know. What's that, over 100 million terabytes of data in 2015? And do, you know what's crazy about it? The craziest part to me is that's just one service. I mean, there's Hulu, there's Amazon Prime. Neither one of them are as big.
No, not even close.
All the other companies out there on the web, it's insane how much data we can transmit now. When, you know, you go back, I think, 45 years ago to when the first internet signal was transmitted, it was like 2 bytes. It was the letters L and O.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yep. Well, shit. I mean, even 15 years ago, I'm trying to do some math. Jesus, I'm so old now, Shay.
I know you are.
So hard. Because I don't like to admit how long ago things have been. I'm trying to think of when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And that was 20 fucking years ago, Shay. It makes me want to fucking kill myself. 20 years ago I was in high school.
Yeah.
I was 15.
Jesus Christ.
And I was living at this same house.
I know.
And I had just upgraded to a 28.8 baud modem.
Dude, yeah.
And yet you was, you know, that if you think about it, in 20 years, which doesn't seem like that long, but I guess it is a long time.
Yeah.
How much faster internet speeds are even then.
You're not going to understand it one bit because you're going to be in your 50s. You're not even going to know what the internet is.
Another 20 years. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I already don't. You had to tell me what Netflix was.
I know. God, you've got Alzheimer's already.
I know. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, dude. I mean, internet speeds have, you know, you can still get 10 megabytes down per second pretty commonly,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is way faster than it was 15 years ago, but compared to what it was, you know, 5 years ago is not that much faster. Yeah.
Well, it's turning into a necessary utility.
It's 100% necessary. Yeah. Every business uses it now.
Yeah, but it's not regulated as such, and that's one of the things that we're fighting about with this net neutrality thing and trying to get some of these monopolies broken up.
Yeah.
And I guess that's Obama's latest ploy, is to classify these as utilities, sort mm-hmm. of similar to a gas company or an yep. electrical company, regulated by the government,
yep.
and charging reasonable rates, giving reasonable service. I think it's a great idea.
I do too.
It is. You know, you could be as petty as to call it an entertainment service, but me and you make our livings with that shit.
Yeah, we absolutely do.
I mean, we couldn't live without the internet. That's where our whole salary comes from. That's where our whole lifestyle comes from. We don't have cable TV. That's all through the internet.
Yep.
So in the same way that electricity drives both, you know, things that you need to live, like refrigerators and electricity,
yep.
it also powers entertainment, like televisions.
Yeah.
Internet's sort of the same way.
Well, and now, I mean, people are cutting the cable cord,
which is great.
Yeah, no.
It's a fantastic idea for many reasons.
It absolutely is. This explosive growth in hours viewed shows cord cutting is growing.
Yeah.
Both in numbers and canceled cable TV bills, and in the silently growing majority of those who watch less and less cable TV every month.
Yeah.
Cable TV is dying because nobody wants to pay. I mean, my cable bill for internet cable, it's like $135 a month.
Right.
I never watch. I watch one show a week live.
Yeah.
You know? Other than that, I never watch it. I do everything online.
Yeah.
Everything on my computer.
It's way more convenient to stream things. And plus, me and Hill haven't paid for cable for 7 years or something. A long time. And we find that we're a lot more selective about the TV we watch.
Mm-hmm.
And we watch less of it. And it's a good thing. We have more time for hobbies and for each other. And, you know, a lot less just sort of mindlessly zoning out. And,
yeah.
You know? It's a good thing. Cutting the cable is great. It's going to change the way that we consume television entertainment. It's a good thing.
And we've talked about this before, I know for sure, but the kids today, kids now, they sit all on their fucking phones all day upstairs instead of watching TV.
Right.
If we could find a way to make them go back outside and play outside again, things would almost be okay.
Yeah. That's going to be an uphill battle, but
I know.
We'll get there.
No, we won't.
We'll get there.
No, we never will. Your daughter is never going to see outside.
Yes, she begs to go outside, dude.
She's two.
I know.
When you get her a cell phone.
Yeah, we'll see. We're going to put some rules and regulations in. And,
yeah.
But it's tempting even for us to put the phone down. You just have to force yourself to do it.
Yeah, I know. It's, I mean, I don't force myself to do it, but I don't have a child.
Yeah, we do. We want to be good influence.
I get that.
So,
speaking of good influences, you know who used to be a good influence?
Who?
Bill Cosby.
The rapist?
The rapist.
Yeah.
I have a timeline of events here about Bill Cosby.
All right, go over it. I'm going to fill up my drink.
I just kind of started hearing about this. So, let's see here. All right, so March 8th. 2005, Andrea Constad, the former director of operations for the Temple University women's basketball team, files a lawsuit against Cosby, alleging that he drugged and molested her at his home in Pennsylvania in 2004. No charges were filed. June 23rd, 2005, the Philadelphia Daily News publishes a story identifying Beth Ferrier as one of the anonymous women mentioned in the Constad court papers. Ferrier says Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted her in a car in Denver in the 1980s. November 2006, Constad and Cosby settle the lawsuit out of court. December 2006, Barbara Bowman, another anonymous woman from the Constad lawsuit, tells people that Cosby had mentored her as an actor in the 1980s and sexually assaulted her in Reno and New York City during that time. Jump up from 2006 to February of 2014. They also, Newsweek publishes interviews with Barbara Bowman and Tamara Green, in which women repeat their earlier allegations. June 2014, that's not a rape story. We don't care about that. September 14, 2014, he's coming out with a biography. And then... sorry. There's so many fucking events on this timeline.
Yeah, we don't need it here anymore. It breaks my heart that
there's two more women that just came out recently.
I know, and I think that it's sort of the same shit that happened with Michael Jackson. I have no doubt that Michael Jackson raped some kids.
Yes, he did.
But I think that there is some of this just hopping on the bandwagon bullshit, where it's, you know.
Well, you know what the thing about some of this is, though, and the reason why there's the newest one, model Janice Dickinson. She just came out saying that...
She's a total loon, though, right? She's a nut job.
She's saying that Cosby raped her in 1982 and that she never reported it.
Well, fuck off, then. If it's been 32 years, you can just fucking deal with it. Yeah, what benefit does she have by coming out with it
now? She gets out in the news.
Fuck her.
I think she's the only one that I could actually believe right now that is bullshitting. Because all the others, none of this was public, necessarily.
Yeah, I don't know. I think some of it is just sort of... I really do... I have to give Bill Cosby some of the benefit of the doubt here that one person comes out and says, like, well, he raped me, and then maybe that person got a big settlement. Oh, I'm going to say that too.
Yeah.
You know, even if it was a consensual sexual act, or maybe they only met briefly, or, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
People get money hungry about stuff.
I
know.
I wouldn't think
Janice Bill Cosby, Dickinson, it's been 30 years. Go fuck off with that.
32 just years. Up. I
just
know.
Just too bad. If you haven't dealt with it by now, you're not going to.
She was on that show, what, The Surreal Life, I think, on VH1. What, wasn't that like a rehab show or something weird like that?
I don't know. But it seemed clear that she had drug problems when she was on it.
Oh, she absolutely does.
She's a mess of a person. She's probably lying. And if she's not, too bad.
It's weird, though,
it's
that
other
people have accused him of... I would never have thought Bill Cosby to be a rapist.
I know.
It's because he's black. Tim, don't say those things.
He's a wholesome... good family guy from Cosby Show. I mean, that's really, I don't know. I have a lot of, or I guess before this, I had a lot of respect for him.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that he didn't rape all these girls, but.
People do that.
People rape girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
But women also exaggerate things sometimes when they just regret things that may or may not have happened consensually.
Women always complaining.
Exactly.
Complaining about
rape. Won't even let you fuck them when you don't feel like it.
Was someone talking about on Saturday night, somebody said something like, you can't rape your wife. Did somebody say something like that?
I don't think so.
I thought I heard somebody say that. Maybe it was in my dream.
It must have been. I don't think so. It doesn't sound familiar.
Oh, shit.
Maybe I was overtaking a piss or something.
Yeah, you might have been. It's too bad. Regardless, it's a sad story.
I'm sure that the guy acted inappropriately. That's kind of what happens when you get really successful and rich. You sort of lose a lot of that. That just moral compass.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, you get so used to people wanting you for your money, and you just think everybody does.
Or just women never saying no to you. because you're right. rich and you're famous. Yeah. And yeah. then somebody does, and you just mm-hmm. sort of act inappropriately about it. And I have no doubt something happened. It's too big of a coincidence that everybody says so.
Right.
And that sucks. I don't like thinking of Bill Cosby in that way. But I also think that there's some of women who are just mm-hmm. sort of taking advantage now. And it's hard to sort out which is which.
I never liked Bill Cosby.
Really?
I just never found him entertaining one bit.
Oh, you're dumb then. He's one of the funniest men of all time.
You're just saying that because you're trying to not be a racist now.
That's exactly
You know wrong. What's actually, when you were showing me those Arnold commercials, so I was looking up stuff about Bill Cosby earlier today. Some of those Jell-O commercials aren't too far off of those weird-ass Japanese commercials.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember the Jell-O commercials, but I just remember him being pretty, no pun intended, pretty vanilla. Wasn't he just sitting there, like, eating
no,
pudding?
No, dude, there was somewhere. He had a bunch of kids around, and, like, he was, like, there was shit flying everywhere. One of them had watermelons flying everywhere.
That's racist. And chicken wings and shit in the back.
Probably.
Yeah.
Grape drink.
Tim, it's don't horrible.
Tim, don't say those racist things.
I don't think that was
Blacks, right. Latinos, just and Jews.
Run to the hill. My car was absolutely caked in Latino shit.
Well, Irish people are white, so they would be far down on the list of people to hate. He and my black started cruising for Latino porn. We would download white porn on his internet-connected laptop. A white woman shitting into a Jew's mouth.
I hated that. Next time you play that, I'm just going to start moving shit down on the board, and it's going to fuck up your whole system.
Don't do that.
It's not even a threat, Shay. That's just kind of that's the fact of what's going to happen next time.
Kind of like it. All right. Fine.
I'm just saying.
I won't play it for another week.
Yeah. Good plan. Don't ever play it again.
Yeah.
You silly.
Yeah, whatever.
Motherfucker. Well, Shay, I'm going to be honest. I was totally unprepared this week.
I know.
And, I was going to make it my goal to have you tell your divorce story.
Oh.
And we are now far out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time for that.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. Next time you're unprepared.
That's going to be next week.
Yeah.
Absolutely going to be next week.
It could be. Next week's Thanksgiving. Are we going to do something fun for the Thanksgiving episode?
We should. Yeah, let's think about that. Let's talk about that. Yeah, like we did for Halloween.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we should.
Maybe have a guest on if we can think of something good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll figure something out.
You have any Native American friends we could talk to?
I think my mom's 1/16.
All right, we'll call her up.
No.
We'll get her in here.
No, how much time do we have? Do we have...
Just a minute or two.
Okay, just real quick, but something that we should keep our eye on is the Ferguson thing in Missouri.
Yeah.
They're releasing the grand jury shit soon, and my mom is... Or not my mom, my sister is, like, freaking out about it because, like, they're saying, like, it's going to be worse than the L.A. riots, the Rodney King shit.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, because the dude is innocent. The cop is innocent, and they're going to find him innocent, and then, dude, the city's going to fucking erupt.
Yeah.
That's going to be nuts.
Glad we're not there. It's going to be good.
I know.
We can just watch silently up in a few hundred miles away.
Yep, hopefully my mom leaves town, but...
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. All right, well, you done?
Yeah.
It's good. No, we don't need to give the contact info.
Nah,
I had to think about that.
Nah.
All right, well, we're going to sign off then.
I'm Tim.
I'm Shay. Go fuck yourself, Ohio.
832-819-3867. Call us sometime every Wednesday night at 9. Atomic Cast with Tim and Shay.